What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, August 31st, 2022, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday. It is the last day of the month, and so we're starting to head into autumn here. And boy, considering the terrible weather we had here on Monday, it is a gorgeous day today here in southwestern Indiana. Literally not a cloud anywhere in the sky, which is, you know, good for the farmers. We got the water, now we got the sun. So that's generally good news on that. Anyway, it's another busy news day as usual, and we're going to try and get through as much of the news as we possibly can before it's time to open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. So let's get on into it. Now, normally I leave the science news down toward the end of the talking points list, which means very often it gets left off. And so I wanted to do one science story right here at the top. And it concerns an article that came out of futurism.com, and it's titled "Scientists Puzzled Because the James Webb is Seeing Stuff That Shouldn't Be There." And this is not the first article to come out following the release of the James Webb Deep Field images that are coming on out. And what this article is talking about is, according to the theory of the Big Bang, Hubble was seeing close to the edge of the expanding universe, and therefore the galaxies should be more primitive, lacking form and structure, because they were very, very young. Because when you're looking out into space, you're also looking back in time. So when you have an image of something that is 13 billion light years away, you're seeing it as it was 13 billion years ago. Okay, but what they're finding in the web images is galaxies way, way out there, way beyond 13 billion light years, and they're fully formed. They're obviously mature, and the scientists are out there saying, you know, the models just don't predict this. Well, obviously, the models are wrong, and the fact of the matter is that I have, for a very, very long time, questioned this idea of a Big Bang theory. And I have an article, if you go to the top of the webpage, it says Big Bang, and you can read my reasoning in depth there. But basically, the idea of the Big Bang sort of got a boost because it's popular with various religions, because it validates the idea of a moment of supreme creation. And, you know, Edwin Hubble discovered the redshift. Objects further away have a greater redshift, and came up with the Hubble constant, by which you could tell how far an object was away from Earth by the degree of its redshift. Now, Hubble himself did not draw any conclusions from that, okay? It was another astronomer who was also a Catholic priest, Georges Lemaître, who said, well, the universe is expanding because what we're seeing is Doppler shift, and if you run the clock back, then the entire universe comes together in a single point of supreme creation. Huzzah, huzzah, science has proven the Bible is correct. And you know, this is kind of like the way they were treating Galileo when he was saying, you know, the Earth really isn't the center of the universe. Copernicus was right. And there are a lot of reasons to question the Big Bang. The biggest one, of course, being Einstein's general theory of relativity, from which we learned about the possibility of gravity wells so intense that even light could not escape. And obviously, that single point containing all the matter in the universe would be the universe's biggest black hole. And as a matter of fact, the event horizon, you know, would be light years across from that much mass. And by the way, we're going to have to expand that, because now we know there's a lot more mass out there than had previously been thought. And so this whole cosmology has evolved to try and explain, you know, why at that first moment the laws of physics didn't apply. It was magic. God spoke, or something like that. This involves, you know, the Higgs boson and various other ways of trying to reconcile the observed universe with the preferred theory, which is never really a good idea to begin with here. And it reminds me a lot of the theory of epicycles, which was developed to explain the fact that the planets, when you observe them in the sky at night, every once in a while they back up and then continue their forward motion. It's called retrograde motion, and it's easily explained if you understand that Earth is just another planet around the sun, and in its inner orbit occasionally overtakes the outer planets. So they seem like they're moving backwards, but they aren't really. Epicycles was taught in the universities. There were advanced degrees on it. Epicycles lasted 400 years, history's longest-running scientific goof. And I have been saying for a long time, I think the theory of the Big Bang is another major scientific goof. There are other indications that it's really not explaining what we're seeing out there. The observed redshift in the sky is not a smooth continuum. It is quantized, something that you would not find if you were looking at an expanding universe and Doppler shift. There are other things that can shift spectrum to the red, including Rayleigh effect. And, you know, this idea that light never loses any of its energy traveling across billions and billions of light years of space, that's unproven. And if photons do lose their energy, how do they lose that energy? Well, they can't slow down. The speed of light is a constant. Okay. So the only other way they can lose their energy is to drop down in frequency, shifting their color toward the red. Anyway, if you're interested, go to that Big Bang article and you can take a look at it. I'm kind of having a really good time, you know, with all these people coming on out and saying, well, no, you know, James Webb is showing these things that shouldn't be there. But still, we support the theory of the Big Bang. And, you know, apologies to Stephen Hawking. I don't agree. I've said so for a great many times. So I'm going to toot my little horn here, you know, told you so, yeah. Anyway, getting into much more serious things here right now. pardon me. The Biden's Justice Department is trying to recover from the damage resulting from the Mar-a-Lago raid and screaming about, you know, they don't want a special master. We've already reviewed all the documents, and idiotically, they released a photo of the classified documents supposedly taken from Mar-a-Lago just spread across a carpet. In some cases, the covers are askew, and you can actually see the papers inside, okay? And, you know, everybody's picked up on it. This is a staged propaganda shot. Nobody handles classified files that carelessly. Toss them on the floor and take a picture. We got to make Trump look bad. And so now the Department of Justice is saying they have new evidence that the Trump team may have moved the classified papers. You know, we didn't find them at Mar-a-Lago because Donald Trump has hidden them somewhere else. And I categorize this as desperation on the cusp of madness. And it's really absurd, the lengths they're going to try and keep selling this story. And now the Department of Justice has announced that they are not going to consider any kind of charges or indictments against Donald Trump until after the midterm elections. And this is USDA choice bovine excrement, because what the Democrats want to be able to do is go on smearing Donald Trump and accusing Donald Trump without having to prove anything. You know, Donald Trump stole classified documents. Where's the proof? Well, we can't show you until after the election. I mean, it's getting that obvious and pathetic out there. Now, there's been a twist in the story of this FBI agent, Tybalt, who was supposedly fired and escorted out of the FBI building by higher-ups. Now he is out there saying that, no, he just walked out of the building under his own power. Nobody was accompanying him, and he has not resigned. That's the news story coming on from that one. And, you know, it's kind of... it's silly. It's becoming a farce. The U.S. government has descended into the level of farce. And anyway, the FBI has come on out now, wringing their hands and crying over the fact that the FBI is facing unprecedented threats because of what happened to Mar-a-Lago. And again, Mar-a-Lago is not an isolated incident. We have the whole history of COINTELPRO. If you're my age, you know how badly the FBI was behaving. And so they're out there trying to portray the FBI as the poor little victims, and they're so scared they're being threatened by all those MAGA people. And it is a little ridiculous here. The FBI trying to play the victim card, that really is laughable. And, you know, remember, when the government fears the people, there is freedom. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And the tyrants are trying to win their way. But, you know, frankly, they're making the government look so ridiculous, it's getting harder and harder to be afraid of them. You know, they're coming across as a bunch of goofballs. You know, if you're a fan of silent movies and Charlie Chaplin, Charlie Chaplin's popularity was based on part on the fact that his films always showed government people, whether they were police officers or office clerks or whatever, as bumbling buffoons. And that's what the public wanted to see, because that was the public's opinion of anybody working for the government. And it rankled a gentleman named J. Edgar Hoover. Now, he wasn't head of the FBI at that time, but he did spend a lot of time out there in Hollywood trying to persuade the movie business to make movies that showed how great the government was, and, you know that the police have to be respected and so forth. And it created a tremendous animosity between Charlie Chaplin and J. Edgar Hoover. And years later, when Hoover was the head of the FBI, he was instrumental in the revocation of Charlie Chaplin's permission to stay in the United States, because he was a British citizen. And Chaplin was banished from the United States, and it actually took a special act of Congress to allow him back into the United States to receive his Lifetime Achievement Award at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And if you saw that, it was heartbreaking just seeing, you know, him cry and, you know, finally receive the accolades and approval and essentially, effectively, an apology for how badly he had been treated here. All right. Now, interestingly enough, Attorney General Merrick Garland has issued a memo to all employees of the Department of Justice, basically saying, you're protected, don't worry, if you're enforcing our existing policies, you know, you're not going to get in any kind of trouble, you know, don't worry about that. And clearly what Garland is concerned about is whistleblowers coming forward, which we are hearing is already happening at the FBI. And so Garland is trying to basically say, just stay quiet, stay in your position, everything will be just fine. I think probably it's going to have the opposite effect, because Department of Justice employees are going to say, well, if Garland's worried, you know, I should get out of here and make a deal while I can here. Over in the House of Representatives, Republicans are launching an investigation. This is over the fact that the FBI confiscated the phone of GOP Representative Scott Perry when he was just traveling with his family. They just showed up, said, give us your phone. They have since returned it, but they didn't have a warrant. They didn't have probable cause. And there's been a lot of that stuff going on, because there's another situation where one of Trump's election lawyers had his phone seized. This one did have a search warrant, so he's gone to court trying to get his phone back. And the court at the last second canceled the hearing. Apparently, there were things going to be said nobody wanted anybody to hear. Okay, now out in Arizona, I'm beginning to really admire and respect the spirit of independence and freedom that the people of Arizona have. Basically, Arizona Republicans have censured the rogue FBI, and they're calling on the state of Arizona to end all cooperation with the FBI. You know, stay out of our state. You know, we've got our own police forces and we'll handle everything. And the FBI has a reputation of sticking its nose in where it's really not wanted. That's why they always show up at the mass shootings. Even though, you know, the FBI is only supposed to be involved in crimes that cross state lines. So there's always these jurisdictional battles going on here. All right, a little more corruption going on, and I'm going to preface this with this comment. Is this really the best that we can do, you know, for people in positions of power? Is our society really so totally corrupt? Have we lost our moral compass, our sense of ethical direction? Or is there something in the water that's just driving us all psychotic? Over in Hyattsville, Maryland, the former mayor has just been discovered to have swindled, stolen, embezzled more than $2.2 million from the KIPP DC Public Charter Schools when he was there working as the technology director for the schools. And so he would be in big trouble, except that he is dead from suicide. 44 years old here. Meanwhile, out in Ohio, a former schools superintendent has now been charged in West Virginia with luring two children into his vehicle with money. You know, in the old, good old days, it was candy. Now it's cash. They're doing the cash there. And so William Morrison of Huntington has been charged with two felony counts of kidnapping after he was arrested by Huntington police. Basically, he approached a 9-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl in his vehicle, offering them $20 each to babysit his kid. And it went downhill from there. So, you know, parents, just remind your kids, you know, there are bad people out there. You know, I would like to think that the world is wonderful and fluffy and full of love and kindness. It isn't. There's a lot of good people out there. We certainly have enough of them living around here in Santa Claus. I love the people around here. But there are bad people. And, you know, we need to sort of, tell the kids, you know, be cautious. Not everybody is going to be as kind and gentle and generous as your crazy Uncle Mike and Aunt Claire. All righty. Here in Indiana, they just passed a new abortion law. It's very strict. This was following the Supreme Court ruling on Roe versus Wade. And already, Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are suing the state to overturn that law. And the lawsuit argues that the ban infringes on the rights to privacy and equal protection under the Indiana Constitution. Now, the new abortion law takes effect in mid-September and would ban all abortions with the few exceptions, such as saving the life of the mother, cases of incest and rape. But there's a 10-week window. If you have had sex with your cousin or you've been raped, you have 10 weeks to get the abortion and everything is fine. But that's not good enough for Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. They are filing a lawsuit. By the way, I found an interesting picture online the other day of Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, speaking to a meeting of the KKK, and they're all there in their white robes and those silly little pointed hats and everything, you know, talking about how the goal of Planned Parenthood was to encourage non-white populations to reduce themselves voluntarily. That's the actual goal of Planned Parenthood, as stated by its founder, Margaret Sanger, whom Hillary Clinton has stated her admiration for on many occasions. Okay, let's get into COVID and all that other good stuff here. Story coming out of Zero Hedge talking about the lab leak theory and the cover-up. Now, when COVID first appeared at that, you know, near that Wuhan Institute of Virology, and the first thing I said is somebody dropped a test tube. You know, it does happen. Lab accidents are very common. And then we got all this song and dance about, oh, it was the wet market over here, it was the bats in the cave over there. And then evidence continued to surface that COVID is an artificially created virus. We had some articles about that just yesterday, in fact, regarding the Moderna patent. And we got to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be back with more about the lab leak theory and its cover-up.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Very obviously, he has gone insane.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Are you an assassin? I'm a soldier.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the lab leak theory, the early propaganda about the wet market, bats in a cave, and all this other stuff. And then evidence continued to surface showing that it was an artificial creation. Somebody dropped a test tube, or maybe it was released deliberately to boost sales for medical products here. The point of this article that came on out of Zero Hedge is we are seeing a renewed propaganda campaign to try and shout down the lab leak theory and say, oh, no, it was a natural occurrence here. And this campaign is being promoted by China and the United States. And we know that the research work was being done in China, funded by institutions here in the United States of America. So there's something very funny going on with that here. And what is the end result of our advanced medical technology with all the machines and the drugs and the scanners and all this stuff? The fact of the matter is that life expectancy for Americans is in decline. And it's not just a shallow decline. There is a noticeable decline. Life expectancy is down, which is going to annoy the heck out of the life insurance companies. Anyway, getting on to the international news, The United States State Department has announced that the Kremlin is planning to hold a sham referendum in the Donbass regarding what the Donbass wants to do. And they're saying it's all going to be fake, it's all going to be nonsense. And this is a repeat of the same bovine excrement that the U.S. dished out when Crimea voted to secede from Ukraine following the U.S.-backed coup d'etat in 2014. And so, you know, they're it's great that the government believes in recycling because they're recycling this same BS over and over and over again. But that's what they're going to do. The people of Lugansk and Donetsk are going to vote to say, we don't want to be part of Ukraine any more than Crimea does. And the U.S. is going to say, we don't recognize the right of those people to self-determination, even though that's actually written into the U.N. Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which the U.S. is bound to by being a member of the United Nations. See how it all kinds of work. And I've always viewed the U.S. attitude as being like a guest at a wedding who doesn't recognize the bride's right to marry that particular groom. Therefore, by default, the groom has kidnapped and raped the bride. I mean, that is about how silly the whole thing really is. All right. Russia is continuing to send very subtle messages, or maybe they're not so subtle. A group of heavily armed Russian Navy ships have entered the Irish Sea, and basically the indications are they will sail up and around the United Kingdom. This will take them very close to the submarine base of Faslane, where they're probably going to, you know, take some binoculars and see what's going on up there. The group is led by the Slava-class cruiser Marshal Ustinov, the Udaloy-class destroyer Vice Admiral Kulikov, and a tanker, Yevazma, are with them. Okay. Now, let's see. Hungary, the thing in Ukraine is tearing Europe apart. There's a lot of dissension. We had a story yesterday where Poland was saying this could actually break the EU apart here. Hungary, in the person of their foreign minister, Peter Szijjártó, I think that's right, basically came on out saying that he will ask Europe to stop the escalation of the Ukraine crisis. Okay, I think that's a really good idea. Over in Germany, a poll has found that 77% of the German population wants this issue in Ukraine settled by negotiation, by talk, not tanks. And so, popular support for this war in Ukraine is as bad in Europe as it is here in the United States. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is claiming that the first of hundreds of Iranian drones are being delivered to Russia for the Ukraine war. Well, you know, why not? The U.S. is shipping all kinds of drones in there. And as a matter of fact, let's see, I have some numbers here. The U.S. has sent 700 Switchblade drones to Ukraine, 121 Phoenix Ghost tactical aerial systems, some Puma unmanned aerial systems, and a bunch of helicopters and tanks and so forth and so on. So, you know, the arms that we ship to the war zone are good, and the arms that Iran is shipping to the war zone are bad. That's what they're trying to sell the American people on that one. Over in Latvia, and this is going to heat the situation up, the Latvia President Levits is now taking aim at their indigenous Russian minority population. And this is very dangerous to do because it is exactly that action carried out by Zelensky that provoked Russia into their special military operation. Zelensky went into the Donbass, you know, going after native Russian people. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the international news. Now, this issue of the nuclear deal with Iran is very hot, very controversial. It's hopping all over the place right now. And the article out of Capitol Hill News is saying that Biden might actually announce a new Iran nuclear deal, possibly this week. And obviously this is opposed by Israel, which wants the U.S. to go on in and just smash Israel, rather Iran, and remove Iran as a regional political rival to Israel. And it's kind of nasty. Now, Iran is saying it's reviewing the current U.S. position on reviving the 2015 nuclear deal, but they're saying they want stronger guarantees from the U.S. This is perfectly understandable because the United States failed to keep its commitments in the original 2015 P5+1 deal. And Iran kept all their commitments there. They reduced enrichment. They allowed inspections. The United States had committed to easing sanctions on Iran. That never happened. In fact, they added new sanctions after that. And Iran has plenty of reason to not really trust the United States, but they're willing to talk on that. Getting on over to the other side of the world, there's an interesting article where Seoul is circulating the idea of normalizing relations. Okay, this is North Korea, and they want to normalize ties with Washington before they get into the issue of denuclearization. Now, the United States wants nobody to have nuclear weapons except themselves. That didn't work out. Russia's got them. You know, Israel has them. A lot of countries have nuclear weapons, but they're trying to keep them from proliferating, and they want North Korea to give up their nuclear weapons. And North Korea is saying, well, let's normalize relations and stop being enemies first. And what we're getting back from Washington, D.C. is, no, 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 you're still our enemy. Give up your bombs. So that's going to be a dead end. Now, something that's happening in South Korea that did not get any coverage in the American corporate media were massive, massive demonstrations. Tens of thousands of South Koreans were demonstrating, saying, U.S. out of Korea. And they did this during the first round of military drills between August 8th and August 14th. And this drill was described as a preparation for a larger 11-day U.S.-South Korean military operation whose goal is to basically carry out a decapitation strike on the North Korean leadership. So, aren't we, you know, it is. It's a world war. Everybody's fighting everybody right now. All right, down in the Solomon Islands, things are getting very, very tense. It began with the Solomon Islands refusing to allow a U.S. ship access to their ports for a logistics stop, meaning we're going to fuel up, buy food, stuff like that, get some kimchi. And it looks like the Solomon Islands and China are firming up their relations, because the Solomon Islands has now announced it is a permanent policy. U.S. warships are not welcome. And so China is now able to project power into these islands, you know, in the South Pacific. They're 1,800 miles south of my old home in Hawaii. And that will be that, unfortunately, is going to make them a target in a coming Pacific war. And getting on back to our military-industrial complex and the wonderful products that it produces, right now the U.S. Army has grounded the entire fleet of Chinook helicopters because of recurring engine fires. We're talking about 400 of these helicopters are now sitting on the ground and cannot be used. And, yeah, not very good at all. Let's get into the economic news, because I know that's uppermost on pretty much everybody's mind right now. A lot of states are issuing tax rebates, or they're trying to cut their taxes to ease the economic pain for their citizens. It's happening here in Indiana. And what they're doing is they're basically going into their surpluses. In other words, in earlier years, they took more in taxes than they really needed. They have a bunch of money left over. They're going to use it to you know, issue refunds and checks back to the people. And that, I think, is a good thing here. Now, we've been talking about the Internal Revenue Service and their plan to hire 87,000 thugs to go after middle Americans and wring the last few kopecks out of their pockets here. And there's been an issue about where are they going to find these 87,000 new agents, because today the IRS is already having trouble just filling its current employment spots. Because, you know, I mean, who wouldn't want to work for the IRS? They're the most loved agency in the entire U.S. government, and they've got such a spotlessly clean record. But it turns out the IRS is now sending some of their recruiters onto college campuses, and they're actually holding workshops showing college students tax enforcement techniques. And I think what the IRS plan is, they're going to grab all these students who are $100,000 in student debt and say, well, we're going to give you a really good paycheck to go on out and take money away from the American people so you can pay off your student loans, and we will have a lot of money to play with here. All right. Getting on to the border, It is so bad down there. I really do think somebody needs to do a documentary, a feature film-length documentary about what's going on down on that border, because I think most Americans just still don't get how bad it is. And there was an article that came out of One American News Network, which is still my favorite news source here, and it's talking about pregnant 12-year-olds, babies who've drowned trying to cross the rivers. Apparently, people are being killed and harvested for their organs. And it's just, you know, it's a high crime zone. There's the drug smuggling, the people smuggling. And up in New York, okay, they've just arrested a sex trafficker. Apparently, this lady was recruiting, if you will, and grooming illegal immigrant women, saying, if you don't go on out and be one of my girls, one of my corral, or whatever they call them, crib, I'll report you and have you deported. And apparently there were hundreds of illegal immigrant women who were trapped in this scheme. And so I'm glad they caught up with this lady and arrested her. But I have to wonder how many other such traffickers are out there taking advantage of the illegal immigrants. All right. Now, again, in New York City, they are now becoming overloaded with illegal immigrants. States like Arizona, Texas, Florida are busing their illegal immigrants into blue states, Delaware, Washington, D.C., New York City, every place that stood up and said, we are a sanctuary city. Well, now's your chance to prove it, and they are coming up short. And as we reported earlier, New York City is putting these illegal immigrants up in luxury New York hotels, and they're running out of money. It's all beginning to fall apart. The illegal immigrants are winding up homeless on the streets of America and New York, like they don't have enough homeless there already. And so the situation is just deteriorating. You know, we talk about the decline of American society. It seems to be accelerating. It really does at this point. Okay, let's talk about global warming. We're seeing all these reports all over about drought and, you know, it's all caused by humans, you know, using their gas-powered cars. There's actually a lot of water out there. Ask those poor people in Pakistan. We, of course, had a deluge here on Monday. The Mississippi River has flooded to the point where it's overwhelmed one of the water processing plants there. And they've issued a directive, do not drink the tap water. Okay, and the National Guard is out there handing out bottled water to try and get the people through that one. So the water is definitely out there. And I think all this talk about massive drought is a cover, because the government has allowed the water management systems of this country to fall into ruin. You know, governing is choosing, and we choose to spend money on war, and you Americans can take care of yourself. The West is naturally a desert, okay? And the reason it doesn't act like a desert is there is a massive water distribution system that was built many decades ago, but it's not been maintained. And there are huge cracks in the aqueducts that are dumping, you know, millions of gallons of usable water into places where it's not needed. So when you get down to the end of the pipe where the water is needed, or the reservoirs, it's just not there. The system is delivering about, last estimate I heard, one-third of what it was originally designed to deliver. The rest is just gone to total waste. There was a report from Los Angeles. They have a lot of water mains that go under the city where they're unfortunately very hard to reach. Many of those have developed cracks and are simply pouring huge amounts of water into the soil, which is not going to help with the earthquake problem, I might add. Okay, now remember Greta Thunberg, distant relation of the Rothschild clan. Sky News is out there saying that Greta Thunberg's cult has pretty much gone bust. You know, she was on this global, you know, shame you all tour, and it's worn off. We all have Greta fatigue, And plus the fact that all the ideas that were being suggested for the green economy and green energy have basically face planted. And they're really not working. I mean, out in California, Governor Newsom is saying that'll be all electric cars by 2030. And the power companies are saying, wait a minute. We are not going to be anywhere near ready to charge all those cars by 2030. By the way, out in California right now, they're telling the people who with electric cars, don't charge them during the day because we can't charge them and run the air conditioners. I mean, that's how close to the edge they're running on that one. Okay, over in Germany, a top Green Party official is telling the German people to use washcloths rather than taking showers. Okay, and I'm old enough to remember when they said, don't take baths, take showers, much less water being used there. Now we're down to using washcloths in Germany. You know, next it'll be a Kim wipe with some Windex on it or something like that. Article coming on out of Aletheia News, and this is actually kind of obvious, but it's worth stating again. According to more than 1,000 researchers and scientists, okay, there is no reason for panic and alarm. Earth's climate, it's always changing. It's been changing since before there were humans. It'll go on changing after the humans have nuked themselves out of existence. And they're saying that all this climate fear porn is directed by personal beliefs and political agendas, and it's not backed up by science. And they're absolutely right. Okay, you know, this is the Hegelian dialectic. The government, everyone asks, you know, why are people so afraid? Because that's what the government wants. Be afraid of global warming. Be afraid of COVID-19. Be afraid of the Russians. Be afraid of the black people. Unless you're black, then be afraid of the white people. You know, be afraid of the gays. Be afraid of the straights and so forth and so on. And that, you know, that's what's driving it. They're always coming up, you know, with these new things that we're supposed to be afraid of so that we will cling to the ankles of Big Daddy government and say, save us, here's our money, here's our children. I don't know about you. I'm getting kind of tired about that. Let's see. Getting on back to Pakistan, more than 1,000 people have died as a result of their extended monsoon. And Pakistan is now saying that the West should compensate them for the monsoon because it's our global warming activity that resulted in a heavier than normal monsoon season. Yeah, they got the hands out. They want the money here. And let's see, again, getting back to Mississippi, the governor has declared a state of emergency. On Monday, the river crested at 35 feet above normal. So there we are. And we already talked about handing out the water. Okay, some other little things going on. South Korea has launched their first lunar orbiter. They are getting into the space biz. And they called it Pathfinder. And it's nicknamed Danuri, which means enjoy the moon. And it was launched by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from the Cape Kennedy launch complex. So good for them. If you hadn't picked up on it now, I'm a big fan of the space program. And latest word on Artemis, they're going to try for a launch on Saturday here. All right, story coming out of News Target. And we're already seeing a world at war over oil. And this article is talking about wars over water. Now, that's not without precedent. One of the reasons Israel keeps trying to go into Lebanon is they want to control that Litani River. So this article is saying water wars are about to erupt in America as dwindling supplies in Lake Mead and Lake Powell lead to federal intervention and legal clashes among the Western states. Well, I have two immediate solutions. One, repair the water distribution system so we're not wasting all that water in the desert. And two, let's get rid of the illegal immigrants who are using that water. Okay? Because they're not supposed to be here. And if it comes down to water for us and water for people who should not be here, I want the water for us. Very practical, pragmatic point of view. Now, Lake Mead is continuing to lose water, and, you know, I saw photos of it. It's amazing. I was on a houseboat on Lake Mead many years ago, and it's quite beautiful there. But they're finding all these bodies from people who either they angered the Las Vegas mobs or they had evidence on Hillary Clinton, and it's now five bodies that they have found in Lake Mead. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Okay, welcome back to our show here. Let's talk about firearms, the right to keep and bear arms. It is under tremendous attack. The Democrats have just declared war on the Bill of Rights. The Fourth Amendment has been eviscerated. The Fifth Amendment has been eviscerated. They totally ignore the Tenth Amendment. And the First Amendment is under attack, and so is the Second Amendment. And gun control advocates are now pressuring credit card companies to flag legal purchases of guns and ammunition as suspicious. Okay, if you buy a gun or ammo on your credit card, the credit card company is going to flag it as suspicious, which then forwards that purchase information onto the BATF. And what they're actually doing, besides intimidation, they're building a registry of who has guns and ammo against future confiscation. We know at some point that's actually, they're going to try that here. Meanwhile, up in New York City, in an effort to curb the out-of-control crime that's going on there, they have now declared Times Square a gun-free zone. Oh, yeah, that's really going to work here. Now, the New York State passed a new law, takes effect tomorrow, and it declares several places off-limits for guns, such as parks, churches, and theaters. And again, you know, look at all the gun-free zones that were the site of mass shootings. This is absolutely pointless here. Now, getting on back to Alec Baldwin, who's still out there insisting that it wasn't his fault, legislators tried to put a bill to institute gun safety measures. But the Democrat-dominated California legislature voted it down. Okay, and the problem is that there are already safety procedures with the handling of guns. Anybody who's taken a gun safety course knows that. The problem is Alec Baldwin didn't follow the existing rules. Okay, and neither did the other people on that set. The first rule, of course, being no live ammo on the set, period, end of discussion. So, and, you know, we have, government does that. They pass all kinds of laws, you know, forgetting the fact that criminals just don't pay attention to the laws. You know, there are laws like the immigration laws. You know, we don't need a new law regarding immigration. We've got Title VIII. The problem is the government itself is not, following the law. Now, Joe Rogan came on out pointing out the hypocrisy of Hollywood celebrities being anti-gun and, you know, no gun rights and no Second Amendment. And yet there's a flood of movies constantly coming out, including Alec Baldwin's Rust, where firearms are a major feature in the story. They make like shooting people is fun, which, by the way, it is not, just in case there was any doubt out there here. Miami has a new gun buyback program that is out there saying that any funds that they raise will support the fight against Russia. All right, we'll take a brief stage and identification. Phone lines are open, 512-8852.
Where you spend money says a lot about what you value. I'm Peter Serafin, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Rather than 87,000 IRS agents, what if the federal government funded 87,000 school resource officers? That would be a school resource officer for two-thirds of the K-12 schools in the United States. That would be a big accomplishment if school shootings were really a priority. Or it could be a border patrol agent every 4/10 of a mile along the southern border to stop the fentanyl from flowing in. Fentanyl that has become the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old. Instead, our government hires 87,000 agents of the Internal Revenue Service to collect your tax money for their pet projects. Clearly, our federal government values your money more than our children. Find more political news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.